USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Police in Miami are preparing for presidential candidate Donald Trump's arraignment in federal court this afternoon. Police Chief Manuel Morales says they are prepared to handle the crowds.
We are working very closely with our federal, state, and local partners to make sure that we have a comprehensive approach. We're bringing enough resources to handle crowd anywhere from 5,000 to 50,000.
This comes as both supporters of the former president and those who oppose him are planning protests outside the federal courthouse. Trump revealed in a radio interview yesterday he has only two words for the court and nothing else.
Yeah, I was just saying not guilty. I didn't do anything wrong. Did nothing wrong. Presidential Records Act. It's not even a criminal event. There is no criminality here. It's ridiculous. And these people, look, they're using it. It's election interference. They're using it to get elected.
The U.S. military is reporting a helicopter accident in northeastern Syria over the weekend injured 22 American service members, adding that the cause of the accident was under investigation and that no enemy fire was involved. The military statement said the service members were receiving treatment and 10 of those were moved to higher care facilities out of country. There are at least 900 U.S. forces in Syria on average, along with an undisclosed number of contractors. U.S. Special Operations Forces will also move in and out of the country, but are usually in small teams and are not included in the official count. Human remains have been found at the site where a tanker truck caught fire underneath an overpass, causing a portion of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia to collapse, shutting down the major thoroughfare. The Philadelphia State Police are reporting the remains were discovered and are with the medical examiner's office at this time. They have not yet officially been identified. Fox Philadelphia TV station said family members identified the truck driver as 53-year-old Nathaniel Moody. National Transportation Safety Board investigators arrived at the scene on Sunday night. USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump is speaking out after arriving in Miami to be arraigned later this afternoon.
The former president wasted no time after landing in Miami to attack the Biden administration and the federal charges he's facing.
They've weaponized the Justice Department, absolutely weaponized it, in order to try and win an election where he's way behind.
In an interview on Radio Libre 790 in Miami, Trump said,
"There's never been anything like it. A witch hunt like this has never taken place. When you look at what they've done and when you look at the criminal acts and the horrible acts that they've committed, and then they come after me."
Trump is facing federal charges of possessing documents with national security implications. I'm John Schaefer.
One of America's best-known TV game show hosts is about ready to head on down that Sunset Road. Ryan Daniels explains.
The news comes after Sajak's more than 40-year run on the popular TV game show. He made the announcement in a tweet Monday, saying the upcoming 41st season will be his last. The 76-year-old Sajak started on Wheel of Fortune back in 1981 alongside co-host Vanna White. The show's 41st season is set to begin in September.
Game 5 in the National Hockey League Stanley Cup Finals is tonight from the Fortress on the Las Vegas Strip. Vegas Golden Knights host the Florida Panthers. The home team leads the series 3-1. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.